Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mashadi, welcome, and of course, thank you so much. What say you about the challenges that we see currently, even on marriages?
Good evening, Ruti Ray, and the wonderful Radio Pulpit listeners. And good evening to your special guests as well, who could be with you in studio right now.
Thank you.
Or who may have connected telephonically. On this very topic regarding challenges on marriage and today's attacks, by this time I know that you have or would have covered a number of scriptures regarding marriage, and you would have also covered the definition regarding marriage, and also to a certain extent perhaps the difference between marriage and a wedding, because for whatever reason we choose to preach about marriage at weddings or during wedding functions, and people find themselves in a situation where they get to know about certain things for the first time at a wedding function. As we would know, a wedding would last for a day or a few hours or the whole weekend, depending on a particular type of custom or culture or tradition. However, when it comes to a marriage, we're talking about an until death do us part type of situation, meaning nothing can separate us until or except death. This evening, as we cruise or steer or navigate through scripture to actually identify the very challenges on marriage and today's attacks, we also need to consider the current landscape in terms of marriage and marriages and the relationship between the church and Christ. But we're not going there at this point in time, because there are a lot of things that we could talk about, but let's focus on today's topic in terms of marriages and the attacks that we face. Without further ado, let us go to the book of Genesis, chapter 24, and I'll read from verse 1 to verse 4. And also come with me to the book of Hosea, chapter 2, and I'll read from verse 19 to verse 20, just two verses, as we build a foundation for the topic today. Genesis chapter 24, verse 1 to 4 reads, "Now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. So Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, 'Please put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites amongst whom I dwell, but you shall go to my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac.'" This is a time when Abraham wanted a wife for his son Isaac. Now, the main emphasis here would be verse 2, where Abraham asks his servant to put his hand under his thigh. Why the thigh? The thigh is a place of power, of authority, of commitment, a place of covenant. And hence he had to put his hand under his thigh. How do I know? Revelation says, here he comes, and on his thigh is written King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We'll get into the arguments and submissions regarding the name Lord and what it means. And for just tonight, in terms of all this, let us just focus on the content as we paint the context, and or rather outline the context. Here we go. At some point, David says, I gird my sword against my thigh, a place of authority. Meaning, when you expose your thighs, I'm not talking about wearing jeans, I'm not talking about wearing mini skirts, I'm not referring to anything that has to do with outward appearance, but I'm referring to a place of intimacy. And I'll go straight into issues of infidelity, issues of the leech mentality, issues of forgetting what attracted you in the first place, issues of aging, and issues of pressure, and explain issues of fear of the unknown, and unpack that based on scripture. But let's begin by visiting or revisiting the key foundational principles of marriage, and that is outlined precept upon precept in the book of Hosea, chapter 2, verse 19 to verse 20, and reads, I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me.
All right, we seem to be losing a bit there. And of course, I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Masadi.
In faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. You shall know the Most High. Now, underline righteousness, justice, loving kindness, mercy, and faithfulness. Those are the key foundational principles for a marriage. Without these in place, there is no marriage. Now, when you expose your thighs to someone else other than your spouse, you are prostituting yourself. Because when you expose your thighs to your spouse, it was a place, or it's a place of covenant. It's a place where, a place of submission, a place of commitment. So when you get out of your own bed, which you share with your spouse, to someone else's bed, you are actually committing adultery, and it is also fornication, and you are betraying your spouse, basically. How do I know? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4 to 6 says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. So when you leave your spouse's bed, it means you are more than willing, you are more than willing to either submit to someone else, or commit to someone else, or operate outside the covenant. That's what we always talk about. But let's go straight to the issues I highlighted earlier on, or rather key foundational principles, I beg your pardon. Are you being righteous when you do that? Are you being just to their spouse? Are you being loving? Are you being kind? Are you being merciful? Are you being faithful? Are you thinking outside the usual, or are you being selfish? It's a huge challenge, because at that point in time, I'm sure that David, and I'll use David as an example, a David has, you know, is covetous. He now wants Uriah's wife and Bathsheba. He ensures that Uriah is removed from the picture and marries Bathsheba. But here's the problem. While married to Bathsheba, he still married other wives. Bathsheba was not enough. It's a challenge that we face today, or marriages are facing today. Most marriages are on crutches. Some are on wheelchairs. Some are on plastic surgery, because there's a picture or a facade that people would want to present, which is not the real picture, because they're going through stuff. And this is in a number of marriages, and unfortunately the majority of marriages, a position wherein you find yourself covetous, which is a challenge, and then the enemy uses that to attack you and bring that which you desire and present it packaged in a way that you'd want, and before you know it, you find yourself in a very compromising or compromised position. A position which I refer to as the leech mentality. A position wherein you do not find yourself satisfied, or nothing ever satisfies you. Just like it is mentioned in Proverbs, it's written in Proverbs chapter 30, that there are certain things that I can never ever say it is enough. And some of them mentioned such things as a grave can never say there are enough dead people. A barren womb can never ever try to conceive and always looks forward to conceiving a child. Fire can never ever say it's enough to consume whatever is exposed to it is exposed to, I beg your pardon, and the earth can never say it is what there's enough water. So that's what I call the leech mentality, because A. David, the man who was after God's heart, as it is written, there was never a time where he had enough wives. He had wives and still had concubines. Clearly there was a vacuum there was something that he wanted that he could not find packaged in one. There's a Bathsheba, she's in the bag. Michal comes in, she's in the bag. It's not enough. Abigail comes in, she's not enough. Macha comes in, she's not enough. And then the other wives as well, as mentioned. And then the concubines, and get to know about those concubines. I think it's in 1st or 2nd Samuel, where we are informed, or it is written rather, that they died in widowhood. In other words, he placed them in a position wherein he provided for them, provided accommodation, provided food and cars and whatever, you name it, anything. They lacked nothing. He made sure that they had everything. Yet he did not, and I'll use biblical terminology as it's written, he did not go into them. In simple words, he did not sleep with them. So many marriages are in that position, which poses a challenge wherein one, whether husband or wife, would then desire other things and maybe entertain other thoughts, which could be unrighteous, which could be unloving or loveless or unkind and merciless, and therefore leads to unfaithfulness. As a result, if one of the spouses is accused of anything, the other cannot defend the spouse because of either the pain that was inflicted upon them by the infidelity or fornication or adultery, whatever you want to call it, the hurt that goes with it, the betrayal that goes with it, and one then would ask questions as to whether this has been happening for the past few years, 2 years we've been married, or 10 years we've been married, what happened in the past, what's happening in the present, what's going to happen in the future, and start entertaining other thoughts which are unrighteous, mainly because the mind is now idle, you are left alone at home, and should you discover, you then get into vengeful mode. And when you are in vengeful mode, you become unforgiving and you become so angry, and there's no room for a new foundation. Mm. Then the enemy uses that to attack the marriage.
Absolutely, absolutely. Then the enemy uses that to attack marriage. Thank you so much, Mashari, for that. Send us your WhatsApps. What are some of the attacks that you would say we see these attacks upon marriages, things to be careful about, which the devil is using to attack marriages these days? We are looking into that. We trust the Father is doing you good. Send us WhatsApps 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you say. Jennifer says, okay. Jennifer says, Jennifer, we are going to definitely pray for this. Can you please pray for my pastor? He had a major stroke. The doctor said it's up to him to come out of it. A vein burst in his brain. Please pray for him. We are praying that may he be healed in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. We're praying for him. Stephanie, I can't play that video. Stephanie, I'm really sorry. I can't play that video. You'd rather send me a voice note. Please send me a voice note. The video I can't play simply because it's a property of TikTok, so I can't play it. But if you send me a voice note that is from you, then I can play that voice note. Sorry about that, Stephanie. And then Sakiles Tole says, thanks for the powerful dialogue at a very crucial time. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor. There's no one like him. And then, of course, we're looking into this very issue of challenges that are facing marriages today. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
All right, you can talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Challenges facing marriages today. You can send us also a WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 082-657-2729. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene and also to Umfundisi Makamu. We are looking into the very aspect. Look, marriage is God ordained, as they say, but it is originated by Yahuwah. It's an institution that is originated by Yahuwah. And it's commended by him even. In Genesis 24, verses 67, then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. We see also the marriage ordained as the husband's comfort. It's just amazing there. And it says Moses was content to live. It says then Moses was content to live with the man, and he gave Zipporah his daughter to Moses. Moses was blessed also with Zipporah. In Exodus 2 verses 21, Ruth 1:4. Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth, and they dwelt there about 10 years. It's commended. One thing I want to bring across is that it's a commendation of the father. Now, to bring an understanding to what I mean, you would see this in Proverbs 18:22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Elohim. So the father recommends marriage. And our focus is on the challenges that are coming also through marriage. Number one, I don't know if you have heard, Apostle Pumla, I don't know if you have heard this, where they say, happy wife, happy life. Have you heard that?
Yes, sir.
Do you know that is unscriptural? Do you know that is satanic, actually?
Of course.
It is the most satanic thing. And it's embraced by Christian intellectuals without thought. You know, sometimes you think intellectuals would apply thought, and to the contrary, they don't. They say happy, but in happy wife, happy life. And I think it's an intellectual deduction that many have come across to start to normalize. And it is giving a bad name to wives, actually. It's a spiritual attack on wives. Look at this. If you look into the word in Hebrews 13 verses 4, it says, marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers, the Yahuwah will judge. It's honorable. And now, check Proverbs 18:22. It says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Most High. A wife is a good thing. But that is not spoken of. We hear happy wife, and then when people say happy wife, happy life, they mean you have someone who is so thoughtless and selfish, who just comes up with things from the emotional bank that they have, and they will say things, and you should just agree with those things, even though you know they are blatantly wrong.
Yeah.
That's what it means. And so it makes wives to look as if they are not good things.
Yes.
You know, and that's why you find men at a bar, and then you sit there. I sat with a couple of men, and they invited me to a bar. And I said, but why are you seated in a bar? You drink. They said, no, we don't drink, man. But this is a place where we find that we can just sit and be tired and go home and sleep. Because they have gone on with the narration, and somehow they've made that narration to be alive in them, that their wives were naggers. They were nagging. And so they started to form a squad of a sort. And they said, look, we are unhappy. And I remember I was called into this conference of these rich guys. And then we sat down there. And I couldn't believe the things they were saying. And with their wives being there, and I could see an attack upon marriages. The devil doesn't stop to attack even the concept of marriage. And then, now, this is amazing. This is amazing. The word is saying quite a lot with this. And check out Genesis 29:11. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. The power of the wife. Huh? He makes the man a worshipper. He makes the man a worshipper. The power of a wife. And that is why then it says, by your conduct, your spouses, your husbands will be won. by your contact. Mm. That's how powerful wives are. But yeah, they have been labeled, they have been labeled as people who are just full of themselves, with their emotions, with wrong connections of emotions. Everything is connected to everything. They may talk about the values of morality and end up talking about cakes. You know, they basically undermine women to that extent. But look at it. It says, then Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. Wakala.
Mm.
Gunkulunku.
Indeed.
Yes. Wakala gunkulunku. Because of the magnanimity of the blessing that Rachel was on her husband.
Goodness.
Apostle, what comes to mind? And this is an attack upon, and even women, Christian women, they believe that. They believe that, you know, happy wife, happy life. That's witchcraft. That's witchcraft. Okay. Apostle, what say you?
No. Happy wife, happy life. Oh, yeah, that's like a serious life from the devil. But like, look, Muriti, I want to, because you know, I've noticed that in most cases, because you want to be relevant, you want to copy everything from the world.
Yeah.
And if something has a good rhyme into it, I want to like this more happy wife. If there's a rhyme, rhyming going on there.
Mm.
So, and such things rhyme on hunter, we are able to catch them up. And I wish we can do that with the principle of the word of God and apply it in our marriages.
Mm.
That can make life so easy. And having said that, allow me to go to the book of Genesis chapter 2. From verse 21 to 23, the Bible says the Lord put the man into a deep sleep. Born, he was put to sleep. He was clueless. Not aware what is happening behind the scenes. By the time he woke up, bang! This beautiful creature was presented to him.
Yeah.
Somebody said something very profound. Arena 9 years are divorced. And again, man of God, Arena, he divorced it because now I did not allow God to put me to sleep to present my wife to me. Now I kept watching. And by the time they get to be, I told her modla. And I had to tell her modla. Modlara could not even be able to transfigure and grow in the things of the Lord.
Nice.
So, because asimutwa how this is not the rib or the bone of, this is not the bone of your bone. When we battle it, and that was one of the biggest challenges. Because we feel, I've noticed that in most cases, people feel like Mudimu can like invade every other space of a pillar of Arona, but then it comes to choosing a life partner. It's like the time we demoted and we borrow from the world. And this is a really moment alone, and then this Batobana Varkaga Ramakala, you know. But also, having said as well, Muruti, Nakono Guyang Oguchi, we toleranjan, Lentonai. So, Nalumtonai, Umtoleranjan. Because the way Utola Umuntunga Kona is the way you must keep that person. Keep them on. But I want to use all sorts of things to get my partners. I want to use sex. Maruti, the challenge is such a reality because there are people who come to church like only for one reason. And when honeymoon stage, and you don't want to pray, when these attacks come, you told you to be untender. Even like a honeymoon, because there's always a honeymoon phase. So even with that honeymoon phase, you keep praying. You have been scared where you're now. You relax because so I'm telling you, it's like a mission accomplished. You have reached your goal. Because when you want to, the ultimate is to get married. And once they are married, that ultimate. There's nothing beyond that. So forgetting that, they must keep praying, they must keep fasting, you know, they must keep consulting, doing. I always encourage Ama couples to before nyala, but hungra cancel. And I don't know why immediately they don't want to do counseling.
Yes.
Now, when the enemy comes and attack, you're not having anybody to talk to because we are not looking to work. And I like what Dr. Mashadi indicated there, Yoguchi, you know, when Bokfanele Utolagale Umfaj for one of the Avantana Baga Abraham. I mean, truly, there's a mission. Somebody had to be sent.
Mm.
You know, so that's where you also see the issue of family comes into the picture.
Mm.
It was a family affair. Utata to get upon himself to make sure we lent the lands and all that. So, no matter what, we avoid the lama attacks. Then, Marabano, we could avoid that because Muruti, but for all the wrong reasons. You know, to understand that, that people are Shatayo. So this man does negotiations for people of And we're talking about in the church.
Hmm.
There's a typical example, like, well, Kayon, I will somebody with. There is this person who's a man of God. Oh, yeah, it's a joke. I never know Salomon not to go to because the wife has found out that the name that the person is, even the same name as Shahai. The aunties and the uncles that came. And this is Kim Ruti. We're not talking about an ordinary person, you know. So that kind of marriage, already the foundation is wrong. But now the attack will come in and finish you off. So, and another thing, Vazalwani, if you're listening and you're about to enter into this covenant, this is a covenant, and it's a lifetime covenant.
Mm.
Avoid getting into it because you feel the pressure. You go by singing. You feel like you're going to have sex. You're going to have sex. Baba and Banyala just to have sex. So figure, you get all the sex you need to realize that you're still not satisfied. Abanye basata because they're having problems financially. So you feel when your money gets combined with another person's money, then go back better. Then you marry and then lomuntu lo beka nemali ubane problem if ama finances akho affected. Then kwenzakala, then marriage dissolves. You know, like as I say, a lot of people marry for the wrong reasons. And if you marry for the wrong reason, Tanasekaya, your foundation on its own, magunjalo. When the storms of life come, man, you will sink, and so will your marriage.
Yeah.
The way you get it, use the same way to preserve it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Hey, Dima.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Shankaba Mudimu.
Good
evening. Hey, what a topic. As a newly widow, I can say, marriage challenges are most coming from the enemy because he fights what God is doing.
Yeah,
a marriage. Remember, a marriage is not our mindset. It's a godly institution. That's where that the kids come from. That's where our nation come from.
Mm.
So what I have learned, Baruti, gore the enemy fights the marriage like never before. Or
yeah.
Immediately you enter into an agreement, and all those stuff, already there are attacks from the enemy. What I know most from my past experience is finances can bring so much a conflict in a marriage. And I will advise those who are still coming to be clear about money. Money is another sort of an attack from the enemy. If it is not seen before, if le soka le dila ka taba ya tšhelete, le soka le ba transparent gore nna ke berekisa tšhelete yana, and all those things, you will find yourself in a serious conflict. And also, what I've realized, or what I've seen, or what I know about marriage is, marriage wants two people who know exactly where they are going. Vision must be there. There must be vision for Riakai as Lelapa. It should not be just we are married, husband and wife, and there is no rulership, there is no leadership, because a man must take his role, and a wife must always know also her role, and kids will also follow. The extended families can also bring so much conflict in the marriage. Before anything, you must know, Jorge, you are married to what kind of a family. You also can have so many implications or bring sort of conflict in the marriage. You must know, Jorge, I am married to this kind of family, and this is expected of me as now a daughter-in-law, or as now a son-in-law. Those things must be cleared out, Jorge. You must know exactly, Jorge, o kena kae, go etsagalang. And also, as a wife, we can say that a marriage it's so hey Murit, I don't even know what to say, but what I can say, Gohore, people must always be on their knees. The enemy doesn't want marriage. Yo, he fights like never before. He fights. So you need to know, Gohore, 24/7, and mostly you need to be fair and honest with your husband or with your partner or with your wife. Ha gona le ntse go tshwareng sentle, bua o sa robala ko ntlong, or don't allow the day to pass by o sampane o na le di crutches o sa bua dilo, because those tiny things, that's when the enemy a poke more holes, and ntwenyane nke be solvegile faster, it becomes something else. So Baruti, thank you so much for this topic. May God bless you.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate Dima.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
All right, we are taking your calls, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Funis Makam, let me bring this to you. Now, when we speak also of marriage, and much of the times, many people to not realize that marriage is ordained by the Father, you know. Others are just getting married for the sake of marriage. You know, my friends are married, so I am getting married. I don't know if Pumla will remember, when we were youth, there were these other youth who were our friends, and then by ML, rena nersa itlo re courtship ke go re thomlo e bona mola re courtship ke ntse so ne ba go fadilo tse ding ne ba go fadilo tse ding tse black mo na neng wa ring, you know, they would put something a black mo na neng wa ring, it's to kar thaponyana so right, or hey ho ra o ba motsepisitse, and a gang e yotlhe ya dichomi ba emela ba ba emelisitse re le ko camping ko Swaziland, di empe tsa bona tsa dithupana ne di aina ke dai o si squad. You know, so you could just see, and then all right, they got married but also divorced, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Sawubona Dumela, my brother, brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami, sawubona.
Sawubona, man, ngiyakubulisa. Ngibulise futhi uPastor Magama.
Hey, babulakazi.
Dala ngaqhina, ngaqhina, Mr. Magama.
Amen.
Ngiyajabula ukuthi izi lakho.
Ngiyabonga, babulakazi. Nami ngikujabula phi.
Mbulise futhi ngaku-apostoli Ellen. Apostol lapha.
Apostol Phumlamfene.
Phumlamfene, ya. Amen, amen, amen.
The devil, the devil sends feel ukuthi is always attacking marriages.
Mm.
Always planning. And first of all, ngikhumbula uAbraham. uNkulunkulu emtshele ukuthi kuye phuma kumindeni wakho wakini, waphuma ngempela.
Mm.
Because today many marriages are destroyed ngoba umshado wabantu ababili kuphela.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nakungena the third person. Whether the in-laws, your brother and sisters, labantu bayawubulala umshado, brother.
Yeah.
Ngoba bafuna ukungena emzini weni bezodemanda.
Hey.
Into engithi engibiza ukuthi African tax. Uzothola ukuthi bazofuna ukuza every weekend lana. Umntana abantu nakasafika emusha benzele everything. Kodwa nizothi manihleli nibone ukuthi izinto azihambi kahle. Benibhajethe for into so. Kodwa manje bona balento labantu bafikile banikhipha kubhajet. Ya. Omunye afonele wena or afonele unkosikazi wakho, umama or ubabazana. Athe ngilento ngiyashoda mani, ngicela ilento 700 rand.
Mm.
Wena ukhona lapho. Kanti yini efanele anifanele ni two ukuthi hey bantwana bami kunje.
Yeah.
Uthola ukuthi kuba nzima manje yanikabanisa lo muntu.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
After that now alile brother kuzothiwa hey yazo umntwana be right eseselanga akashathi. Sikho sifika nomkhonyana or sikho sifika nomakoti.
In-laws can be a challenge, man. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Umntwana wethu akasafani nakuqala.
Yeah.
Nangabe ninayibhebhoni and you are not praying to God ukuthi lo mshado awuvikele, nigcina senihlukene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu wambusise to God be the glory.
Amen.
All the time. Thank you so much.
Babulakazi, siyabonga kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga, mfundisi Magama.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, these things really are happening, and they happen at a very fast rate. We need to be very careful.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Thokoza says, Pastor, we thank you for this topic. We are gaining a lot. Thokoza, we are giving the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like him in our lives. Dima says, good afternoon, Batanka. I'm enjoying the show. Ki witchcraft, Muruti. Kan neti, ki witchcraft. Where they say, happy wife, happy life. How? When she's not happy, it means when I will be messed up. But they are giving women a very wrong impression. That's why many people treat women so badly, so.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, because they want to oppress them, because they've been acculturated with things that are not. Fudis Makam, let me bring this to you. Since it's cut, I think let me give you 3 minutes to speak on this, then we'll go to Mashadi Naye. We will take 3 minutes because next week siyaqhubeka siyobamba marital obligations.
Yeah, Fudis, ngithanda ukuthi ngelinyelanga ngelapha box laphana.
Yeah.
Joburg erenkeni MTN. Ngisethilini phambi kwami kunomunye gogo la uyabhada. Utshela le ntombazane lapha uthi kati wena abantwana ngizobathola nini? Iintanga zakho phela sezishadile. Ngathi bayazana nje.
Yo.
Ya. Kati abantwana mina ngizoteta nini abantwana?
Hawu.
Iintanga zakho sezishadile phela. Nami ngifuna kengi beke emhlana ingane zakho.
Hawu.
Ata hayi, awu nkosana, ngilinyelanga nje ngizokubiza gogo zodla amakhekhe. Lo kudala ngiwahalela ugogo. Uma aqeda usuka ngathi sisi. Uma uhlangana nenkinga le emshadweni le, aze bangekho lo gogo, aze bajabulela amakhekhe adlile usuthe uhambile.
Hey.
So, take your time. Start uzosuka la ungasabi ithela.
Mm.
Wenza umsebenzi omuhle, all right.
Hey.
And u start a business yakho. Uqasha abantu if there is a need.
Mm.
Ungezwa lo gogo la. Uma seziduma le azoba ngekho akuhleke futhi.
Mm.
Athi aduma buyimpi.
Hey, bathi return soldier.
Hey. You understand? So ngithanda ukugcwalisa lapho ukuthi na abeka khuluma ngakho uapostle Phumlamfene.
Mm.
Ukuthi na abanye bashada for wrong reasons ukuthi kune push emuva.
Mm.
Ukuthi shada phela ubona abangani bakho bashadile.
Mm.
Awubona ukuthi ubani bani kwenza ka uyabona ukuthi kunikele imali engakanani nama present aphumela phayana inkosi yami. Kuze kwenza ama competition abantu baze bayaqasha ama helicopter kuqasha ama amahashi. Just nje show off ukuqasha na ikuta. Just nje for a show off.
Mm.
Uphela umshado. Sarana ba u2. Nibekene emehlweni. Akudliwe uthando lapha endlini.
Mm.
Kufuneka imali, kufuneka isaka lempupu. Ayikho ishop yeholi need his love. Ayikho. Yokuthi uma ufika kuyo uthi I love my wife bathatha impahla nokudla bakunika ayikho.
Mm.
Kufuneka umuntu asebenza lethe impupu la. Lempupu le lapho izophekwa iphelezelwa ngothando epletini.
Mm.
So okuhlele enhlizweni yami mfundisi. Ngiyacabanga ngisazokukhuluma nevikelizayo uma siphubekane le topic.
Yeah.
Angeke ngikhulume kusenhlizweni yami mfundisi. In what keeps people together is not love mfundisi. It's mutual dependence.
Mm.
Yeah. Mina ngidepende kunkosikazi wami. Naye udepende kimi. I believe ukuthi uapostle Phumlamfene nawe njengamakhansela nikhansela abantu. Baningi bazekuwe mfundisi bathi na I really love my wife but I can't.
Yeah.
Or umunye athi I love my husband but I can't. You understand? So I believe ukuthi na ngoba mase ngizama kuyenza research ngibuka ukuthi na uIsaac azanga thi uyamthanda uRebecca. But bahambe bayomthathela and kwaba what dependa kuye woba i comfort kuye for the rest of his life then ke uthando ke liqala selizaleka but it dependence depende kwalona.
Yeah, no ngiyakuzwa kakhulu. Amen. Amen. All right, and of course we'll go to Mashari just in a bit now after this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. This is from Saranomsa Tulu. Saranomsa Tulu says, good evening, Pastor Ray. The problem is that people cannot differentiate between a marriage and a wedding. Marriage is a commitment of two people and a wedding is a union celebration. If people can know how to differentiate between the two, the better. That's what she said there. And I heard also Mashadi touching on that. That people cannot differentiate between a marriage and a wedding. Sure. Yeah. To be honest with you, I remember thinking about this, but it's years ago. And I thought, Wamara, people can make a difference. But it looks like it's the problem. And hence the many attacks that we see. Thank you so much, Saranomsa Tulu, for bringing that again to our attention. Right. Let's get to Mashadi and get to the second point. And then the other points, we'll continue to do them in the other show as we continue next week. And I will touch just a bit of the point that she made, the second point. And the third point we'll do in the coming show as we touch also with the issue of marital obligation. You'll see these programs are connected as we deal with these things. So you can continuously send us. Yes, you can send us WhatsApps. 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. 2729. I am keen, very keen, to hear from you. I'd like and I'd love to hear from you. All right, and a bit of what Mashadi said on the second point. What comes to mind, Mashadi, the point that has been made of making a difference between a marriage and a wedding has resurfaced again through Saranom Satulo. Then it must have some weight.
We are still on the leech mentality.
Mm.
It includes money, wherein the money that we have is not enough.
Mm.
The properties we have are not enough.
Mm.
The appearance you have, your appearance may not be enough. Either you have to lose weight or gain weight, and all of a sudden I've got certain preferences, and the achievements I've had, and they're not enough. So there's a position of not being satisfied by anything that the other spouse could be doing or could be going through at a certain point in time.
Mm.
The David situation, was it just a position of weakness or a lack of self-control? What made him to desire so many women, yet his heart was so after God? There's a bipolar contrast here. A heart that is after God and the flesh that is after satisfying this flesh and everything that it needs, but it's never enough. Remember, he was rich. Remember, he was a king. He had royal robes. He had the crown. He had blue lights. He had security. He had servants. And everywhere, wherever he walked, people would say, "Hail, O King." But that was never enough. There's something that he was looking for, because even the desire for women, he was even tested for on this, on his deathbed.
Mm.
The leech mentality leads to competition. You begin to compete with other families or other married couples.
Mm.
And that brings in pressure, and pressure leads to aggression and conflict and depression, perhaps, and even one of the spouses feeling rejected, and that's hence rejection at the end of the day, and that could lead to a separation and absence while present. Your body's here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town.
Hey, well.
Those who know the lyrics that I've just quoted know where I've been in life. But now, that leads to loneliness. Because the position of separation, where your mind is now idle, you start imagining other things that couldn't be unrushed, as I mentioned that a lot earlier. It leads to loneliness, where you feel lonely in your own marriage. You are married yet lonely. These women experience that. Put in seclusion. That's what the Bible says. They died in widowhood, lonely while married, because your spouse or one of you desires other things. Things have changed, and he or she does not communicate the other desires or certain kind of preferences or certain interests. Now, the one who feels betrayed or who feels lonely would want attention from other places. You go where you are valued, right? And where you are valued, that's where you'd want to.
Okay, let us stop it there. It just stopped. Let us stop it there. And, of course, we will continue with it next week. Time has really pushed. Apostle, what are your final words there in a minute? What would you say?
Times are bad. We must just walk circumspectly. The Bible says, even in marriage, keep praying without ceasing, worshipping without ceasing.
Hey.
You know, reading the word without ceasing. You don't stop because you are married. We continue with what was working when we were single. We put it also in Mshato. And as we do so, we'll grow together and not grow apart.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And here's another one. Let me read this one before we go. This one is from Mercy, rewrote my history. Mercy says, good evening, Pastor Ray. I met my ex-husband in tertiary, but I never noticed him even once in a class But he said he saw me and this is going to be my wife. To cut the story short, we were married for 20 years. I had to run away with our kids because the marriage was not what was supposed to be. I've been persevering all these 20 years. He's a womanizer and our pastor knows, but he is still today doing church duties. And after three months after I left, a young adult from the same church, we've been going for the past 14 years, moved in with him, and the church said nothing. The reason we ran away and ended up divorcing him, Utwele, he wanted to sacrifice me and our kids in order for him to be rich. Yes, I was married to be sacrificed. You see, the very same thing that Apostle Phumla was saying, that we must get married for the right reasons. So you don't get married because someone is your high school sweetheart. You get married because even the father sanctions that. The father is guiding you towards that. We need to pray. And she says, you don't have to stop praying because you are married. We really need to pray. And this story is one of the examples that show that we should be very, very careful. Mfundis Makam, just a minute. What say you, sir?
Psalms 119, verse 11.
Yeah.
I have hidden your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Then ke uNkulunkulu will bless us imshado yethu izothrive noma kanjani.
Yeah.
Uma ngaba silifihla izwi lakhe, uma kuvela ama-yellow bone, uyathatheka. Kuvela i-pink bone, uyathatheka. Kuvela amakhekhe, bazoza home. Uyabona? Yeah.
Check it out. We should be careful because the father is watching us in the marriages. Malachi 2:14, yet you say, for what reason? Because the Elohim has been witness between you and your wife, the wife of your youth, with whom you have dealt treacherously. Yet she is your companion and your wife by covenant. So the father is watching when we deal treacherously with one another. It's very important that families, and especially marriages, we be careful about this. Next week, we are touching base. We are going to be talking about marital obligations. We are getting back to this. And part two of it, we extend it to marital obligations. And the other week, it will become family love, or what is family, or what constitutes family. Apostle, thank you so much. Much blessings to you.
Hey, much blessing to you, Maruti, and to Maruti Makamo, and to the doctor, and the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Catch you again, same time, same place, next week. God bless.
Thank you so much. And Mfundisi Makamo, you can see them, Mfundisi Amin.
Sikwamba simkateke, sinkwe, Mfundisi Mashade, na Mfundisi Apostle of Pumla, na wena nkwava, nima yingisete nkwava Radio Pulpit. Amen.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for the time. And until we talk again next week, to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We bless him, we love him, we exalt his holy name. From me, Ray, it's been great, it's been wonderful. Tuda Rabbah.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.